the repetitive nature for some families who really seem entrenched. Their children were in care. Then they have children themselves. They're already on the department's radar because they had so many unresolved issues as kids that there's a concern, can they properly care for a newborn baby? And so then the case gets open and we begin again. And so you just generationally, I mean, I started with representing clients whose children I now see on the juvenile calendar and then their grandchildren. And so it seems clear that whatever good and well-intentioned efforts have been made are not really breaking the cycle.
So Judge Stuhlsatz, tell me, what is baby court?
The thing about it is that it's a combination of existing resources, but the concept is that it's going to meet frequently. It's going to bring in families who perhaps their child was removed at birth and get them right in before a judge immediately and have services put in place right away, an evaluation set up almost immediately. The idea is that instead of having this lag that we just had seemed inevitable in the past before, you know, the parent can meet a lawyer, before a visitation can be set up, before an assessment of the family's needs can be done, the chief said, let's speed that up dramatically, create a case plan, have an assessment, all this happening within the first 1 or 2 months of the baby's life, instead of relying only on DCYF to provide these services, let's tap into existing services in the community. It's not a slight on DCYF in any way, but it's a way to bring everyone to the table so that these families with the infant can get that service right away.
So how is this different from regular family court?
I think the idea is the front loading of the services and the speed of trying to make this happen, because there's a federal law, the Adoption and Safe Families Act, which requires that reasonable efforts to reunify these families happen within a 12-month period. I mean, that's kind of the rubric everyone's working with. And yet, if a child's born with some kind of distress or a presenting need, doesn't go home right away, and they come into court, they have an arraignment, an attorney is assigned, maybe 1 or 2 visits are set up. Before anything gets rolling with that family, 3 months can pass, and then they're on a waiting list for the various assessments and services. So, you know, the case has already happened before anyone's even servicing the family.
Judge Stuhlsatz, give me an example of the kinds of issues new parents might be facing, why they might come into contact with baby court, and then walk me through what might happen from there.
One of the ways that we establish kind of the profile of whom this might serve is by collecting the affidavits that led to the removal of infants within the past year. So we took right from those affidavits that were filed by DCYF, where they have a process by which they might red flag a parent, a mother, frankly, is giving birth, or even if a father had involvement as a child. So they're saying, whoa, 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 before this baby goes home to these parents, we want to make sure that we have a safety net for the baby. And then the lag time starts. So that parent might have some unspecified mental health issues, may have a housing issue, may lack parenting skills completely because they were not raised in a family setting. So these are not insurmountable things. I mean, they can be real nuts and bolts things, but who trained you to care for a baby? I mean, you turn to your mother, your grandmother, your auntie. If you don't have that support system and you were raised, especially in an institutional setting, I mean, you need some help.
When I think of court, I think of someone coming before the judge and kind of in an intimidating atmosphere and lawyers at tables. What would this court feel like or look like for a new parent?
We're working on having a setting that's just a little more user-friendly, like rather than being sitting up high, you know, to sit at a table, to have the courtroom cleared of everybody else except for the people who are actually involved with that case, to most importantly have consistent people each time the court meets. So DCYF has been really good. They've assigned one attorney from their office who will handle this, a liaison who will be the touchstone for whom the court hears from about the social work piece. And then within the court, we have a case coordinator who will always be the person that mom or dad sees. So it's not a matter of having a bunch of strangers coming in, talk about your business, why haven't you done this, and, you know, we'll see you next week to see what else you didn't do. I mean, it can feel that way. I mean, this is, I think, a lot more of the idea is everyone is going to be on a team to help these parents. But guess what? If you don't make those extra visits that you get, or you don't go to the doctor appointments that we get you transportation to, that's going to tell the tale pretty quickly also. I mean, there's two sides to the coin.
And then what would happen? So a new parent would come in and have a meeting, basically, with the family court in this kind of less intimidating setting. And then what steps might you take in terms of assessing what the needs are? What powers might you have?
Our goal is to be within the first 60 days to have a case plan that spells out the tasks, not just for the parent, but for all the service providers. And then we'll be relying on the DCYF providers, but also on this whole array of groups and resources in the community. So that person then will have, they'll have their to-do list and also a list of resources, transportation. If they don't have a place where they can safely visit yet, then visitation can be set up even at the court.
What would success look like?
A safe and secure baby who can be successfully reunified with a birth parent and thrive and still maintain contact with whomever fostered them, whether it was a relative, a traditional foster parent. But that the child does not have to be cut off from anybody to go home to the parent. I am amazed with what people accomplish and succeed with. I mean, social workers who go the extra mile, parents who speak English as a second language or barely at all, who somehow get themselves all around the state and get to all these services and manage to close the deal. They're doing that now. I mean, there's a lot more potential for people to succeed than I think ordinarily is associated with DCYF or families involved with the department. I mean, don't count them out. They love their kids just like anybody else. They just need a crack at this.
Judge Leah Stuhlsatz, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Well, Ms. Gourlay, it was my pleasure.